Hi, I'm Kate Smethwaite and welcome to my quite sarcastic news podcast. Today is March the 5th and we start with education and the news that hundreds of thousands of families have just found out if their children have gotten into the schools of their choice. Of course, the politicians seem to spend all day debating how they can make sure that parents get the right to choose. But for me, that rather obviates the real question, which is, why do we have schools which parents will happily move house and open a court case to get their kids away from? Of course, these schools end up full of the kids whose parents can't be bothered to find a good school for them. So add to the misery of knowing your parents don't give a stuff about you the fact that you end up at a school that even paedophiles would think twice about going to. Now, crime and a nurse who murdered four elderly patients has been ordered to spend at least 30 years in prison. BBC coverage seemed unnecessarily cautious, describing him as evil, but putting it in inverted commas, I think once you've murdered four, you're pretty definitely evil. He killed the four women by giving them an overdose of insulin, which was finally spotted when some bright spark in the office noticed that they weren't diabetic. And another guy, Carl Taylor, is also facing a minimum 30 years in jail after he murdered Kate Beagley after meeting her for a date. And his defence team actually had the nerve to argue that she, and I quote, became hysterical and threw her throat against his knife more than 30 times, thus technically committing suicide. Now, there are times in my life when things have gone wrong for me emotionally, and I'll not deny that I've been hysterical. I may have shouted angrily, stamped my feet, or even slapped someone who was really pissing me off. I have to say, though, I've never been quite hysterical enough to attack a knife with my neck. How stupid they think jurors are. Next they'll be saying, Your Honour, she sucked the bullet out of my handgun with her magnetic force field. Now, the Arts and Culture Minister Margaret Hodge has said that the proms are not inclusive enough and attract too narrow a section of society. Yet, they're the proms. They're classical music concerts. What did you want? The Royal Philharmonic singing Bob the Builder, Can You Fix It? This is yet another part of the ongoing search for some defining icon of Britishness, which the racists in power can then use as an excuse to deport anyone who isn't Caucasian. Instead, Herr Hodge of the Gestapo praised Coronation Street as an icon of a common culture. Well, I must say, when I watch Northerners arguing in a grubby pub in a street with a higher murder rate than Beirut, it does make me proud to be British. Well, it would do, but of course, I don't watch it because it's rubbish. David Cameron said that he thought the proms were a great symbol of Britishness because of all the flag-waving. This, of course, means that he's talking about the last night of the proms, which is basically a concert for those stupid enough to enjoy Coronation Street, but too inbred to have the opposable thumbs required to operate a remote control. Personally, I seldom bond more closely with my fellow Brits than when I'm engaged in a heated debate slagging off both of those groups. Now, crime, and a judge in Japan has thrown out a conviction for destruction of property against model Serena Kozakura after she demonstrated that her boobs were too big for her to have crawled through the hole in the door used by the alleged intruder. Well, I can't help thinking possibly the real issue is that after the evidence had been presented, the judge was in no fit state to make important decisions. Now, the economy and some good, if long overdue and too incremental to make much real difference, news. The minimum wage is to rise 3.8% to £5.73 an hour in October. And this will mean that those working full-time on minimum wage will continue to be able to afford free food and walking to work. Seriously, it's a pittance. Clearly it needs to be about £7 an hour to make any real difference to people's lives. Anyway, that's not comedy, that's me getting quite angry. Finally today, travel. And Transport Secretary Ruth Kelly has admitted that concerns about privacy, fairness and enforcement for her road charging scheme could not yet be satisfactorily answered. This is the programme which plans to launch hugely expensive satellites which will track every single car in the UK every single minute of every single day and then charge them for using the roads. Satellite and surveillance equipment makers are unbelievably in favour of the scheme. Everybody else in the country with half a brain has noticed that if you want to charge people for driving on the roads, just raise the tax on petrol. And this would have the added advantage of taxing those who use a lot of petrol more, and those with more efficient vehicles less. Miss Kelly seems not to have noticed, and she came out and said, "People legitimately raise concerns about privacy, fairness, and how any scheme would be enforced. We don't have all the answers to those questions yet. We can't introduce this without having answers to those questions." I'm thinking she meant, come on boys, Everyone can see these proposals are completely stupid, so you're going to have to bribe me really hard if you want to get them through. No doubt they will, though, so watch this space, and at some point in the next few weeks I'm sure we'll hear. And tonight's headlines. Jordan has gotten her boobs out, as this detailed footage shows. And we're all getting road charging, whether we like it or not. And in London, three men with beards have been arrested and accused of trying to blow up the whole country with a big, dirty, nuclear, chemical, delete as appropriate, weapon. The men are expected to be held for 3 days and then let go after we admit we've got no evidence and only arrested them so people wouldn't think the Met were doing nothing about terrorism. I shall be back tomorrow. Until then, thank you very much for listening. I'm Kate Smurthwaite, and goodbye.